Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
In case you just joined us, there is an incident on the perimeter of the U.S. Capitol complex. And lockdown had been put in place. No one allowed to enter or leave the U.S. Capitol building because a vehicle apparently rammed two U.S. Capitol police officers at the north barricade to the Capitol complex. So a suspect is in custody, according to Capitol Police. The two officers and the suspect have all been transported to a hospital for treatment. Those are all the details that we have. It does appear that the incident is over at this point. Of course, there's plenty of investigation to be done, and we don't know the physical condition of those injured. But again, this incident, according to U.S. Capitol Police, a car ramming two Capitol Police officers at the North Barricade to the Capitol complex. Joining us now is Jacob Margolis, KPCC and LAist science reporter. Jacob, thanks so much for joining us to talk about the end of the rainy season here in Southern California. Boy, it was a dry one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Bleak is, I guess, one word that I'd choose for this the past 4 months. We get 90% of our rain between, I think it's October and April. So we use April 1st to judge how we did, and we did very poorly.
All right. Well, last year we also had a drought year. So is this too straight?
Yeah, this would be the second year in a row of drought conditions. You can see if you look at the U.S. Drought Monitor, which puts out a map every Thursday, that compared to last fall, I think it was 84% of the state was experiencing drought conditions. We're now at a point where it's 91% of the state. And it's the second year of drought that we start to really see the impact. So our reservoirs, including Shasta and Oroville, which are our largest reservoirs in the state, are far below their historic averages, far below their capacity of where they should be. And, that's only one of our water storages. The other one is obviously up in the Sierra, where it provides something like 30% of our water. And the snowpack up there, I think, is at about 60% of normal. And so that is pretty much what we're going to get until next December, which is a bummer.
Well, I was seeing that in terms of water storage, we're still in pretty good shape in Southern California, but it looked like our northern neighbors may have a little bit tougher time based on what they've got in reserve.
Yeah, like with the last drought, at this point, it doesn't look like, I think it's highly unlikely that you're going to turn the tap on and no water is going to come out, unless you live in one of the few towns that was dependent on groundwater, which was an issue during the last drought. And I think they've since been brought online to these larger water sources. But that doesn't mean that we won't see impacts. We'll definitely see impacts to agriculture. The state is saying that they are lowering water allocation, so how much water people get, to the same levels that were allocated during the last most extreme years of the last drought. And, some of this is that we already have the infrastructure and kind of the mojo, if you will, in place to get all this rolling. As soon as we see, second dry year in a row, it's like, okay, we know what to do at this point.
All right. Generally, you think we're better off, Jacob, going through this drought than the last one because of some of the infrastructure improvements?
I mean, I want to say yes, I hope so. There are certain things that are worse, including groundwater. We did a number on our groundwater last time, and it led to the passing of legislation to basically work on replenishing that groundwater for the next 40 years. So it's going to take quite a while to do that. That said, you know, a lot of people have, if you're going to go on the micro level, a lot of people have water-wise landscaping and appliances, which I think help on some level. Farmers have definitely implemented, we're talking next level monitoring of moisture in the soils, how much water they need to put out in fields to keep certain trees or crops alive. You know, I talked to a mango farmer actually out in Coachella that they have sensors in the ground as well as in the trees. And they know down to like the minute when the trees stop taking up that water from the soil and what rate they have to put the water in. So, you know, farmers are at the forefront, especially technologically.
That is cool. Farmers today have to sure be highly tech literate to be able to do their work. Jacob Margolis, KPECC and LAist science reporter joining us. Jacob, let's talk a bit about some of the restrictions that go into effect when we have drought. I don't even know what we're at currently in terms of, you know, watering days and that sort of thing, which restrictions on watering are often introduced in drought years as we get into warmer weather. What's anticipated this year?
Yeah, you know, it depends on if we end up, if Governor Newsom ends up declaring a drought officially, then it'll make it a bit easier for different municipalities to put into place restrictions. I haven't seen anything yet, but I know things are being talked about. And like I said, the giant, California Department of Water Resources put out a press release in mid-March, basically flagging to 40,000 of their customers that they would not be getting all the water that they were hoping for. Stuff is in motion, but we're going to have to see how it plays out.
And even though we don't expect to see any taps running dry in California, there is, of course, fire danger. And is it anticipated, given the lack of snowfall and rainfall, that is going to make this coming fire season more dangerous?
I mean, the fire season's here. We had a fire in Simi Valley yesterday. And I would say if you're wondering how dry it is, just look at the hills, which are brown. I'm talking about Southern California, of course, and at lower altitudes. When you go higher up, there's still some snow in the mountains. There's still going to be moisture there that sticks around probably into summer, if not into the beginning of fall. But, you know, the last time we had this drought, and we don't know how long this one is going to last. Like if we're talking about fire up in the Sierra in the forests, that led to 150 million tree deaths. It made the trees more susceptible to bark beetle attacks, and the high temperatures too, just stressed them out to the point where, you know, a lot of them died, and they then fueled a bunch of our mega fires that we're seeing right now. And, you know, that's a whole cascading series of complicated things that we could talk about on another show about why it's conducive to fire up there. But in short, yes, I mean, you should anticipate, especially anytime we have a strong wind event between now and probably next December, that fire is possible.
Jacob, always a pleasure, even when we're talking about challenging subjects like drought. Thank you. Have a good weekend. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Larry. You too.
Thanks. KPECC and LAist reporter Jacob Margolis. Just want to update you on what's going on at the U.S. Capitol. A car rammed a barricade outside the Capitol over an hour ago now, it would be. Two Capitol police officers and the driver of that vehicle have been shot, according to law enforcement officials speaking to the Associated Press. At least one officer is in serious condition, while the driver is in critical condition. Capitol Police say the crash happened at a checkpoint near the Capitol. It comes as, of course, the Washington region is on edge nearly 3 months after the mob of armed insurrectionists stormed the Capitol while Congress was voting to certify Joe Biden's presidential win. Capitol Police say someone rammed a vehicle into two U.S. Capitol Police officers, suspect taken into custody. Law enforcement officials telling the Associated Press the suspect was shot, taken to a hospital in critical condition. One of the officers injured was taken by police car to the hospital, the other transported by emergency medical crews. We will be bringing you updates about this throughout the course of the day, of course, with the NPR hourly newscasts and coming up on All Things Considered at 1 o'clock, the first NPR feed of the day. I want to take a moment right now to thank our tremendous AirTalk team. I am so grateful to be able to work with this wonderful core of producers and support team. Our producers are Matt D'Angelo Antonio, Natalie Chudnovsky and Lindsay Wright. Julia Murius has been the case for weeks now, helping us by producing the show. Our news apprentices are Manuel Valladares and James Chow, and our engineer, the faultless Parker McDaniel. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll preview UCLA's men's Final Four face-off with undefeated Gonzaga. Back in 1 minute.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.